许多的洛杉矶人都多多少少接触过中国文化，但是神韵展现的精神内涵让这里的广告公司和动画公司总裁感动。请看报道。
雪球广告公司的执行总裁特瑞·巴拉吉亚表示，看神韵的表演有种静坐的感觉。
To this, you know, I found it really meditative. The music, you know, the colors. I love the simplicity of the backdrops and the emotion of the dancers. You can really feel the emotion. That there's an authenticity to ourselves. It's universal that we all, you know, aspire to do good, to do the right thing, and to persevere, even when odds are against us. That spirit to continue on, I think, is, you know, hope. I think that's the human spirit.
Visual effects were the outstanding part of the show.
三维特效公司总裁唐纳德·里根曾经在中国做过生意，他使用柔和 mellow 这个形容词来形容这场演出。他也喜欢其中人权的内容。
It was great to see the human rights theme. I enjoyed that very much because being an American, I'm all in favor of independence and human rights. And I thought they played it very imaginatively.
特瑞·巴拉吉亚还表示，他将这么向别人推荐神韵演出。
Go there and allow yourself to be moved and to be caught up in the emotion.
新唐人记者袁科，洛杉矶报道。
洛杉矶地区的艺术品经销商在看完神韵在洛杉矶音乐中心的演出后表示，整场演出是一部完美的制作。
It's excellent. The dancing is wonderful. Such precision work and such creative movement.
艺术品经销商卡尔·舒斯伯特表示，神韵演出赏心悦目，从哪个角度看都是完美的制作。
It has a sentimental quality to it and historical.And just melded in all the elements of dance and rhythm and costume and scenery and production are just done very well.
家具雕刻艺术家乔·奥迪兹表示，神韵演出展现了中国丰富文化历史，而且充满了快乐的气氛。他也强调，能够自由看到神韵演出让他感到自豪。
And I just was very privileged as an American to come in and participate here with the freedom that I have here in America to come and see this wonderful culture.
新唐人记者袁科，周梅，洛杉矶报道。
好莱坞著名华裔演员白玲曾经因为和理查基尔合演《红色角落》而走入好莱坞。他在洛杉矶观看演出后对神韵演出称赞不已。请看报道。
恭喜发财新年快乐。
好莱坞华裔演员白玲在加拿大拍摄影片《锁定》，刚刚回到洛杉矶不久就来到神韵演出现场。他表示，神韵演出让他有一种特别的回家的感觉。
第一次我觉得好亲切，就觉得好像把我带回到了国内，但是呢好像又因为从你舞台上的背景什么的，就是一个很明亮的颜色，我觉得带进了另外一个层次的一种新的文化的一种中西融合的这么一种年轻的艺术。
在西方社会打拼多年的白玲认为，神韵进入美国主流社会理所当然。
这些传统的东西就是在世界各国的人都非常非常的期望想了解想欣赏的，而且你编排的很有力很棒。那么我觉得这些年轻的孩子在这边出生的吧，我觉得他带了一种就西方的自然的一种天性的比较轻松优美的和中国文化的那种沉重的东西不一样，就是西方的那种随意和轻松和中国的沉重和传统的那种美的两个结合起来，我觉得是完全有可能打进就是主流的在西方的世界里面。
白玲还表示，神韵演出中的西藏舞热情奔放开阔，有种心灵修炼的感觉。新唐人记者袁科，洛杉矶报道。
在美国的洛杉矶观看神韵演出的观众中有两位跨国公司的高级主管，那么他们表示呢，触动心灵是在他们观看神韵演出后的一个共同感受。
Awesome. They are just spectacular. Beautifully, beautifully costumed, trained and performance.Beyond.
伯尼卡先锋包装公司董事会主席比尔·雷克和太太一起来观看演出，他们都表示这场演出让他们难以忘怀。
That it is worth every moment that I spent getting here and I'll think a lot about it as time goes along.
这两位曾经去过中国旅游的夫妇表示，这场演出无人能比，如果没有来观看演出是一种遗憾。
They should make every effort.To see this beautiful performance.
丰田公司的价格经理罗先生更是觉得看完演出自己精神得到升华。
The culture of it, the dance, the style, I mean, it's very graceful. And the first half was really good, but the second half kind of blew away the first half. And the great thing about the second half was it was really more touching your soul and your spirit.
他表示这场演出也给他的母亲以及妻子女儿许多惊喜。
Anybody who hasn't seen this or anybody from any kind of culture, I highly recommend this. I mean, I will come back again in the next year to see a different show. And anyone who doesn't, haven't seen it yet, I just, you'll be missing out if you don't see it. It's just a big, big, you know, something that was just really inspiring to me.
罗先生是一位柬埔寨裔华人，他表示他还会带更多的家人来观看神韵七月份在洛杉矶的演出。
在观看神韵在洛杉矶的演出中，有一老一少舞蹈爱好者，他们都惊叹于舞台上的颜色以及舞蹈的特色和内涵。下面请看报道。
Gorgeous, I loved it. Some parts were very beautiful.
海伦·汉森是某一长者舞蹈团成员，他可以跳芭蕾舞、爵士舞、踢踏舞等等。他表示特别喜欢神韵演出中的手绢舞。
The girls were so pretty and so feminine and beautiful, and I like I said, the ethnic, where the girls had the straight dresses, just really, really pretty, the hand movements.
当然，他认为神韵的舞蹈有更多的内涵，每个舞蹈背后都有其有意义的故事。另一位舞蹈爱好者则是伊丽莎白·玛丽，她是一位舞蹈专业学生。
Oh, it's phenomenal. I love it. It's so colorful and beautiful. I've never seen anything like it before.
看完演出后，伊丽莎白·玛丽决定要把神韵舞蹈的特色融入自己的舞蹈表演。
And the movements of the dancers are extraordinary. They're incredibly graceful and fluid in all of their movements. And I love the really long sleeves. And the colors, the pink and the greens are so vibrant and unlike anything I've ever seen on stage.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
一位曾经习练舞蹈十年，而且自己的女儿正在学习舞蹈的华人母亲，看完神韵在洛杉矶的表演后表示，舞蹈演员的动作本身就展现了中华传统和价值。
这个节目呢，反映出来中国，中国人的一种不会放弃的这种精神，尤其是在那个剑舞里边，还有在那个武松打虎里边。男表演者他的动手的动手脚的动作能表现出来他的意志力，中国的传统文化那个女性的阴柔之美全在那里面写得很清楚。
曾经学习过芭蕾舞和中国民族舞蹈的华人戴布拉还表示，他更体会到了神韵演出的背后内涵。
我就觉得他更给人精神上提升一个阶段，而且呢更凝聚中华民族的一种精粹，这是我的感觉。
另一位华人则在融合多民族的表演中体会到更多。
这个宗教是自由的，就是不能被破坏，每个人都有宗教自由的这种权利。
新唐人记者袁科洛杉矶报道。
神韵原创的亮丽服装及天幕背景令观众惊叹不已，包括专业的雕刻家及服装设计师，其深邃的内涵更是让人回味无穷。请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
昆恩是曾获圣地亚哥雕刻比赛第一名的艺术家，在观看了神韵的演出后表示
Parts I think were very fine. I like the choreography, the way everybody moved, the way everybody stayed with a certain pace. It was very synchronized. I enjoyed it. The colors were great.
The color was beautiful.
Yeah, and the historical factors were terrific.How it all comes together and how everybody describes feelings and emotions through dance, I think it's intriguing and it's inspiring.
艾米丽·布莱恩是一个服装设计师，第一次观赏传统中国古典舞。
Oh, I love it. I wish I wore more sparkle because I feel like everything is just glittering, which is really fun. Oh, I like the spiritual element that they're bringing into the show.I'm just grateful for this opportunity of a cultural event like this in Los Angeles.
索菲亚·班波瑞是服装设计师，对神韵原创的亮丽服饰留下了深刻的印象。
I enjoyed the costumes, the stories behind each dance was very pleasant. The costumes beautiful, very magnificent colors that they choose, and it seems that every dance and story, it rhymed with the colors that they chose for each dance.
除了美丽的舞台效果，班波瑞也留心体察神韵晚会所蕴藏的内涵。
They teach a lot of values and respect and keeping, not forgetting where you come from.
这是新唐人记者袁科、邵可纯，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
中国新年到来之际，神韵在洛杉矶的演出吸引了大批主流观众。两位颇有成就的时装设计师在观看神韵之后，从节目中受到启发，得到设计的灵感。下面请看报道。
原籍菲律宾的服装设计师 Alan Del Rosario 年纪轻轻却小有名气，在业界以设计晚礼服而闻名。作为一位视觉艺术家，神韵的演出让他震撼，耳目一新。
I'm a visual person, and it was visually stunning. And I think the costumes, the colors, the music, and wow. Just refreshing. I'm not familiar with a lot of Chinese culture, but it's really refreshing how the use of colors and the way how fluid they are. And it's just beautiful. It's just vibrant. The colors are very vibrant, and I love colors, so I use it a lot in my design, but this is really very inspiring too.
罗莎莉欧补充说，美丽的色彩中中国韵味非常明显。
Very Chinese. At the same time, there's a touch of modernness to it at the same time.
同样身为服装设计师的 Captain 先生曾经为甲壳虫乐队设计过衣服。他自称是个很有灵性的人，对演出的精神内涵十分赞叹。
And I was really fascinated by the costumes and the culture and how it all came together and is interwoven, and thought it was very brilliant. And then knowing that believing in spiritual dreams, that you could live it through the dance, you can live it through, those moments are very precious. And I think that makes people feel like that they have a real purpose in the world and purpose on the earth. So I thought it was very interesting.
最后他想告诉人们千万都不要错过神韵的表演。
I'd say everyone to see it. Take your kids to see it. It's a fabulous show. And it's something that, gives you a little thought too. It gives you an idea. It makes you feel good. It's a very uplifting experience.
这是新唐人记者文华在洛杉矶的采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的演出14日下午圆满结束，这场演出达到了满场，给那里的观众带来了特殊的新年礼物，请看报道。
2月14日是中国农历新年兼西洋情人节，神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶音乐中心的最后一场演出，票已全部售罄，一票难求。洛杉矶音乐中心的钱德勒剧院现场热闹非凡，观众对神韵纽约艺术团的精彩演出反应热烈。
The show is absolutely lovely. The choreography is just spectacular.
The storyline was great. I mean, it was spectacular.
The music was beautiful. It just blew me away.
I thought all of it was really beautiful. I liked the introduction of different heritages and different cultures.
This art form connected the whole audience.
Just so refreshing and so fun and so beautiful.
We didn't expect the spirituality.As well as the beauty, and it was just overwhelming.
It made me laugh. It made me cry. So it had a little bit of everything.
演出让人陶醉，更有观众表示自己如同被带到了另外一个世界。
We're in a different world the whole time.
Just an out of world experience. It was just gorgeous.
七月份，神韵艺术团将再次回到洛杉矶，向新老观众呈现历年精彩节目的组合。许多观众纷纷表示决定要再来观赏。
I would definitely love to come back and see Shen Yun again.
Even the same thing again.
I definitely enjoyed it that much that I would tell a friend to come and see it too.
In July, we'll tell everybody to come back in July.
I will email a lot of people, tell them they must experience this performance.
I loved it so much, yeah. I would like to see it again.
神韵纽约艺术团世界巡回演出的下一站是韩国。新唐人记者苏香兰，洛杉矶报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国洛杉矶的演出受到许多当地医疗界人士的欢迎，精彩动感而又充满内涵的演出让他们赞叹不已，纷纷给神韵演出打满分。
无论医生、护士、医疗管理人员都对神韵在洛杉矶的演出喜爱有加。
vibrant dancing, and it's just gorgeous.
It's just dazzling. It's absolutely beautiful.
The way that they brought in the higher power and the what the higher power could accomplish for the people, I thought it was wonderful.
退休医生查理斯·穆里肯和夫人退休护士卡罗·穆里肯来自密苏里州，他们刚好在洛杉矶度假，有幸买到了神韵的演出票。出身舞蹈之家的卡罗·穆里肯和先生看过无数场百老汇演出以及歌剧等。
I get the energy from it.
Oh, it's a 10. It's a 10. I would see it again. I wish you would come to Missouri.
卡罗·穆里肯女士表示，她特别喜欢神韵演出中的舞蹈表演。
I love how quick it is and how precise it is and how flowing it is. It's beautiful, just beautiful.
查理斯·穆里肯先生则是喜欢演出的开场。
Well, I thought the way it opened up, you know, with the divine coming out of the sky and influencing the way Chinese culture developed, I thought that was pretty well depicted.
正是神韵打动人心的表演，让这些医疗界人士一时无法用语言来表达他们的赞赏之情。
I can't give you words, and I speak fluent English, and I couldn't describe it for you. It's something you have to see to believe.
新唐人记者袁科，洛杉矶报道。
神韵演出的音乐让洛杉矶的三位音乐人和电台制作人赞叹不已，他们称赞神韵演出水平很高，甚至于可以给任何国王演出。
音乐制作人兰迪沃德对于神韵演出中的颜色赞叹不已。
They have a lot of variety in the show. It's hard for me to remember all the names, but one thing I did notice, the backdrops, the way the dancers and the performers,They were always in the same colors as the backdrop, and that was stimulating.
弹吉二胡演奏，兰迪沃德充满敬意，称赞它是真正的原创乐曲。
She was my very best performance out of everything. She literally took me away. She could perform before kings.
曾经和著名音乐人史蒂夫·旺达合作过，并曾经在世界上十多个国家巡回的音乐人克里特斯·拉马克。赞叹神韵舞蹈和音乐的时间把握。
I have to say that watching a lot of dance, I have to admit the timing and the passion that they have for their dance is quite incredible. You can tell that they actually dance in unison as one instead of just each individual dancer, and that is something beautiful to watch.
第二次来观看神韵演出的电视和电台制作人。马塞拉·科利亚则表示，身为拉丁裔人，他感觉完全融入表演之中。
The quality of the music is extremely high quality music, and it's alive, and the energy that they can communicate through music and the dancing, because of course I don't understand the culture, right? I am from Argentina, but still, you know, through the way that they dance.I get the message.
新唐人记者袁科，洛杉矶报道。
在洛杉矶观看神韵演出的观众中，有三位来自长滩市的音乐人和舞蹈人，他们来自同一家庭。他们表示，神韵演出让他们学到很多中国文化，而奖还要学更多。
音乐人哥哥艾伦多尼耶托表示，他喜欢神韵的音乐。因为他好像被带入另外的世界。
A sweetness to the music, you know, it just comes really gentle to the ears. That's what I love about it. And I like the drumming, you know, especially I was enjoying seeing the drummer in the orchestra. She really gets into the rhythm and she does these patterns, you know, that are not usual that we, you know, are new. And it's kind of refreshing to hear these new patterns in the drumming.
音乐人弟弟艾里克尼耶托表示，他可以体会到神韵作曲家的用心。
I think that's mostly what it, you know, anybody can play, you know, to really put feeling, that's what's hard. And, you know, that's definitely what, you know, you can tell from the orchestra that.
舞蹈人妹妹格雷斯·尼耶托表示，她要回家试试使用神韵演员那样使用道具的方式跳舞。
Every dance is so different and unique, and the choreographies are so different. Even though I thought it was going to be the same, but it's different completely from one dance to another. And then the fact that they can dance with props, like using the handkerchiefs, that was my favorite. I'm sure it's everybody's maybe, but that was really cool.
他们三个人都表示明年还会再来看神韵演出，从而学到更多的东西。
And we loved it and we want to learn more, so we'll come back next year.
新唐人记者袁科洛杉矶报道。
在天使之城，世界影艺之都美国洛杉矶，神韵艺术团找到了不少知音。著名的乐手达谢克表示他还想再看一场，请看下面的报道。
乐手达谢克伍达德在音乐圈中以达谢克闻名，其专长是流行乐、爵士乐和钢琴演奏。
It's very expressive. It's forms of dance that I've never really seen before. So it's educational and inspiring at the same time. Very disciplined, very structured, very detailed. Lots of attention to detail, lots of passion and commitment and pride.There's a lot of pride there too. Yeah, and it's interesting. I learn more from it non-verbally. Not speaking Chinese, I still get an understanding of what the emotions are. You know, and that's very powerful. There's been happiness, sadness, a lot of hope. There's a lot of hope in there. A lot of love, some struggle, you know. And like I say, with many cultures, you get a commonality with that. But at the end of it all, so far, there seems to be a lot of hope.
新唐人记者蓝红文凯，洛杉矶采访报道。
2月14号下午，神韵纽约艺术团在加州洛杉矶的压轴场演出爆满，2000多观众陶醉于神韵的精彩演出。资深的电影制片人格雷格里·马凯特多次和奥斯卡奖得主合作，制作了《夺宝奇兵之魔宫传奇》《天征》等著名影片。他对神韵演出的丰富多彩和深刻内涵赞不绝口。
资深电影制片人格雷格里·马凯特从业影视领域已有20多年，看完神韵在洛杉矶的第10场演出后，对演出的丰富多彩与深刻内涵赞不绝口。
It's impressive, very impressive. I always enjoy the other cultures very much, and this is so colorful and full of, it's good spirited entertainment for families. Very good.
对于演出的精神内涵，马凯特先生继续解释说，
Well, I mean the intention of it in terms of the heart and in terms of the spirit, in terms of love and from what I'm getting from the story so far, it seems like it has a lot of, I guess it's very honorable and very warm.
马凯特先生提到每个演出都非常好，特别是二胡演奏。
I like the choreography very much and I enjoy the costumes and the flowing colors and the way it's presented is very nicely done. And I think the dancers are doing a very admirable job. My favorite, I'll be honest with you, was the Arhu. The lady playing the Arhu. I thought she was absolutely splendid. Really spectacular. Not just good, but spectacular.
这是新唐人记者袁科、肖明在洛杉矶的采访报道。